Citing public safety concerns, the city of Springfield, Massachusetts, will pass up a redevelopment opportunity and demolish an abandoned industrial building damaged by fire. Following a weekend arson fire, Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno announced he'd ordered the demolition of a former vocational training complex rather than let it remain a blight on the neighborhood and a safety risk.
So I know there's potential development there, but I've ordered that to be demoed out of respect to the neighborhood and to the public safety.
Until it closed in 2013, the Massachusetts Career Development Institute operated for 40 years in a three-acre campus of industrial buildings in the Mason Square neighborhood. A fire in 2016 damaged part of the property. After a lengthy legal process, the city had that section of the complex demolished 4 months ago. Fire Commissioner Bernard Calvi said the recent fire is believed to have been started by a group of 9 or 10 youths from the neighborhood who got inside the building.
That is a death trap in there. It is unsafe. It is unsafe for us to go in that building.
He said it was fortunate the two-alarm fire did not spread to houses in the densely populated neighborhood.
We were able to get the fire stopped in short order the other night, but we were fortunate to be able to do that with the high winds. If the winds were coming from a different direction, we'd have been hard-pressed to catch that before it got out to Wilbraham Road.
Sarno said he now regrets not raising the entire complex last year.
My head, heart, and gut said from the beginning, it should come down. It's coming down now.
The city had received inquiries about redeveloping the building, said Tim Sheehan, the city's chief development officer. A tour of the property for prospective buyers had even been scheduled.
And it should be clear that the redevelopment of this, you know, wasn't something that was going to be instantaneous. It was going to be over a period of 2 to 3 years that the redevelopment would occur. So to leave that as out in the neighborhood for that long, certainly, first of all, it's a blighting influence, and now it's a public safety issue.
The city will now seek bids for demolition. An earlier estimate put the cost of demolition and clearing the entire site of debris at $3 million. The mayor's office said additional fencing has gone up at the site to try to keep trespassers away. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill with WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.